Blog Talk Radio.
Slack daddy, oh ace like a belly. Dog brothers all back, so star for you Nelly. Got the game locked tight in the club, that's right. Trying to get you down before the end of the night. Yeah, I see you looking at me. Got your girl even scoping, scope your pumps. And I bet you that I bust it wide open. Girl, don't act like that. Yeah, talk smack, satisfaction guaranteed when I hit it from the back.
Just playing,
hey, unless you gon' do it. I'm a man, I'm a bird. Break your toes, girl, I prove it.
Don't be scared, girl.
You could come on in.
Got a king size bed,
you could come slide in.
Yo, shorty know how to work it like a pro though. Got it on tape.
Love watching in slow mo.
I guess I'm a freak myself. She do it with no hands, she don't need no help. And I'ma beat it down, I don't need no belt. The expressions on her face and tell me how she felt. When I'm done, I get a little ear. She told me how she loved it when I smack her on the rear. I ain't playing, better ask about me when it come to a chick. Skinny dude with a big ass dick. Shit, I know she miss me.
Building and we're handling beers. Bruce be the boss in the sky.
robbing the kids. Goofy phone is a gangster, and we taking on risks. We in it to win it, and we about our dough. Three masterminds from the city of San Jose. Recognize everywhere we go, that's how it should be. We push it to the limit, grinding hard for money.
I'm grinding hard for my money, no, I can never be beat. I'm like a star in the day, cause I can't be seen. Straight loaf records, we'll never bow to defeat. I can't imagine my life without my ice and money. You can take it all from me, but I'll get it right back. Cause I'm a hustler plus a go-getter, and that's a fact. We're always blown off the purple, yeah, it keeps us on track. My honey's come real fast, and it's all without that. You other people are hurting, while I'm still out here spending. The news say it's a recession, but I can't tell. I only know success. I can never fail. I don't get my hands dirty, so I'll never see a tail. God has blessed me and gave me the crown. Now he put me here in front of this crowd, and they all love the sound of my voice. I'm always voted number one by the fans' choice.
No introduction necessary, you know who it is. Straight lopes in the building, and we're handling beer. Roots be the boss, in the sky be the kid. Goofy Bones the gangster, and we taking no risks. We in it to win it, and we're about our dough. Three masterminds from the city of San Jose. Recognize everywhere we go, that's how it should be. We push it to the limit, grinding hard for money.
I'm kicking down doors like if I was juggernaut. I'm big and red, and my heart will never stop for the money. Cash, I need them greens when you're falling out of control. You know what I mean? All the hoods love us because we're number one, taking over the world, and we didn't need a gun. This shit is fun. Riding saying fuck the police. Roots in the sky and goofy, but we never see the beat. It's so sweet, pimping several hoes, taking all the money so I can wear my Louis Vuitton clothes. I know I'm a pimp, but I'm a fucking gangster. Try to rush up on me, boy, I'm gonna have to shank ya. And that's how we run it in the city of the Shark Tank. It's like Scarface taking double to the bank. That's how we live it, strapped to the fucking deal. And if you don't like me, tell me how the shocker feels.
Alright, I'll just get off into it. Y'all know what time it is. Get these motherfuckers on the line. Motherfuckers on the line.
First fade, you already know.
God damn it, whatever, man. Oh, there we go. Wait a minute, what was today? Today's Thursday?
Yeah, today's Thursday.
All right, I had to make sure I was on point. Damn.
Smell good.
What's happening, Prince?
Long chilling, day. Chilling. Long What's way. Good, Prince Fade? What's up with you, homie?
What's up, man?
Chilling.
Tired, boy. I just got up, people. Y'all had to chill for a minute. I had to try to get my damn wake up on around this motherfucker. Long day, long night.
You're live.
Okay, Wednesday and shit. Going down. Goof, what's happening, man?
The nine just chilling, live on the bus.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What you, I mean, you be driving sometimes and you catch the bus sometimes? What is it? Talking
what?
To Goofy Bone.
Who, Jeremiah? I told you that.
Jeremy Goof?
Yeah.
Hold up.
Hello?
Yeah, you heard what I said?
No, I had a girl calling me on the other line, sorry.
No, I'm saying, what, I mean, you drive and you take the bus. What's the difference?
Oh, it don't matter. I mean, you know, if there's somewhere where I need to go where the bus is there, then I'll take it. But if not, then fuck it, I'll drive.
So that's the main transportation down there is bus? Most people take bus?
Well, there's a lot of buses. I mean, the Caltrain, but it's like I travel everywhere. And if I was to drive in my car, I got a 2006 Charger, and if I was to drive in that, man, I'd fucking overdo the mileage plus millions of dollars in gas. So, I mean, it's only a couple bucks on the bus. Fuck the dumb shit, you know?
Yeah. And on that, it's what, three, shit, I ain't caught the bus in years till I went on here and say, fuck it, let me jump on this bitch.
Yeah, but the cool thing is I could be so fucked up on the bus and no DUI, you know what I mean?
Yeah, too. But you meet a lot of people, man, that you normally wouldn't meet.
Oh, yeah. That's
you know
right.
I mean? Like on the streets and shit like that, too. I mean, that was like
that's
that kind of shit untapped. Well, it was I was leaving track lists and shit on the bus. People was calling me on my phone. Yeah, I got your shit off the bus and check some of your shit out. I'm like, damn, that's harder than a bitch.
Yeah, a little In Disguise showed me that everybody and their mama comes on the bus, and you got to talk to them and, you know, get the word out, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because you got people sitting on the bus, they can sit there and call in like you doing. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got shit
yeah.
up to do. You might as well hit this number up. Listen to the show live. Check it out. Come on down. But I'm going to have to get me a damn wireless card and shit. That Wi-Fi, it's cool, but it ain't with that shit.
Hey, so how was your night last night?
Pretty all right. I got out the club and shit. I ain't did it in a while. Shouts out of Club Apollo, a.k.a. Salu's Phase 2. Hung out with homeboy, DJ Party Time, Pitcher Man, and you know what I'm saying? A couple other people, we chill off in the back, just burn a couple, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Motherfuckers ain't play my artist music, so I don't hang out at clubs. Straight up. Hang
that's
out,
what,
man.
That's what you gotta say, hey, you know, what's up? What are you playing? Just junk music? Play some real music.
Well, I don't kiss nobody's ass, though. I ain't gonna
yeah,
take that shit.
Oh, I don't know. I work different, you know. I have to use a little muscle sometimes, and you know.
Well, DJ to DJ should be that calm and respect.
Yeah, no, but I don't do it all the time, but it's like, you know, that's my last resort if I have to do that. Because I mean, you got these DJs that come over here and you know play music that nobody wants to hear, and you know when you got a couple of people saying, hey, can you play, you know, this jam, and they don't play it. Why do you call yourself a DJ if you're not playing what the people requesting?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
One thing about the internet too, cause yeah, I don't be giving a damn. People like they all like shit. They got damn Edie want to hear. I don't give a fuck. I got the damn LimeWire and all that old bullshit to look it up. You know what I'm saying? Two
yeah.
cents in the bucket. Fuck it, it's free. Shit,
yeah.
I look it up.
But
if
you know.
I can find it.
Yeah,
if I can
like,
find it. Sometimes you can't find everything, though. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
If that's the case, then I tell a bitch, give me two backup songs just in case I can't find that one song. So you won't be pissed off and you'll at least get to hear something that you want to, you know what I'm saying, you want to hear. So,
yeah.
Go on
like
down,
Bruce,
man.
Bruce one time, he got so mad it was his birthday, even hired the DJ, and they wouldn't be playing our stuff.
What?
You know, yeah. And Bruce shut that, it was last year, he shut that whole, he got on the microphone, he said, hey, this party's over, this DJ sucks, you know, everyone's throwing their drinks at the DJ.
That's wicked in a bit. Alright, well that's San Jose, California, my dog Goofy Bowen, you're gonna call him back in a second. 251, who this be? Hello? 251, hello? All right, well, if this Miss Black off in Iraq, you know what I'm saying? What's happening, girl? Welcome to the Shizzo. You already Nizzo. Tone It Down Thursday is inspired by Miss Black representing Iraq, you know what I'm saying, over there holding it down, serving proudly for this whatever the hell, you know what I'm saying? Big ass all the soldiers out there. Sniff 8, man, what was going on today, man?
Shit, man. I don't know. I'm just chilling, man. I gotta connect with this one girl, and she got a homie that sings. So shit, and I'm finna drop song with some singers on that shit. Other than that, that's what I'm doing. I keep coming with music. People say they rap. I'm just coming with songs. Fuck bullshit.
Yeah, well, it's good to come with song, but you gotta pick one hot song to stick with, and that's what needs to be your. This is what makes me blow song, you know what I'm saying? And continue on making music, that's cool. But you got to have one song that you can take everywhere, drop it off to a DJ, this is what is representing me, this Prince Fade, this is the hot shit you need to be pushing. But to bring me
five
and six, seven, eight songs, I ain't going to listen to no five, six, seven, eight songs. I want one song. This is for every DJ. I want one track.
Just one.
Well, see,
now I know, because you already know smell good. I'm doing everything but myself, you feel me? And then it's like, so shit, when a bitch say, get your shit played, I take them everything, you know what I'm saying? Well, shit, now I know. Just take them one song.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like a situation like this, this is a little bit different because, I mean, this is, you know what I'm saying, my type of show. But you talking about taking it into a club when he's trying to put all these type of different niggas in rotation, like, real quickly. I mean, to keep trying to put you this song, that song, that song, that's going to be unfair to everybody. Every other indie artist trying to get their shit played at least once. You see what I'm saying? That's the way I run my shit. I mean, because I'm trying to show love to everybody. So if you come every night, then you'll hear your shit every night. But I ain't going to be playing you all night. You know what I'm saying? Playing your song, even if you pay me. I ain't going to take your money because I ain't going to kick my game like that. And that's the only thing that be wrong with DJs is they be so fucking money hungry that they taking cash money and then don't turn around and do what they supposed to do. So it leaves a bad taste in everybody's mouth. So I just say, fuck it, I don't want your money. And I'm, you know what I'm saying, I'll spend this one cut now, and then I'll spend that bitch later on before this bitch ends. And then that's it. I mean, because if they ain't feeling you for that one song, I ain't finna keep dumping you off into their ear for other shit. I mean, that's how all this do.
See, that's love right there. But see, most DJs, you know, they already say, oh, I already have a set that I've already, you know,
that shit be pissing me off, man. I be wanting to piss on a nigga set. Nigga, fuck you in your set. You don't fuck
exactly.
That.
A DJ did me like that. Because, hey, this might be at a club, this one DJ played my jump. Then, like, everybody was cranking. So, they switched rooms. So, I asked him, is he for the play? He shoot me down. I guess because he seen how the people are rocking. And they're telling me to tell him to play it again. He tell me something. He get on the mic. This will blow me. If any artist want their shit played, you got to do all this and not know what's up. And I'm like, damn, dog, you could have told me that face to face. You ain't got to get on the mic.
Yeah, they put me out there like that. Hey, big ups to In the Sky in the Building, man. It's an Amber Alert in San Leandro, California.
Oh, yeah.
So a father stole his 22-month-old baby girl, and he's heading towards
Mexico.
Oh, yeah? Oh, okay. Heading towards Mexico. You can go to www.missingkids.com, man, and download a widget for your page, and it'll update you with current Amber Alerts in your area. You know what I'm saying? If y'all really want to try to keep up on that situation, you know.
Hey,
you know,
it smells so good.
Toyota Camry. What's up?
I wanted to give a shout out to our DJs, the one that shows us love out here. It's DJ JD and Mystical from Rock the Turntables.
DJ JD, you got a phone number for him?
No, I don't. But yeah, I'll give you all the info and shit.
Yeah, call the ass up, see what they're doing. I'll do it. Call the ass up off the shizzo.
Yeah, call them up and be like, what the fuck y'all doing? Y'all supposed to be a straight loc record.
Yeah. Be in a club spending some music some motherfucker what. Yeah, y'all doing answering the phone.
Hey, but much love to you, DJ Smell So Good in Tampa, man. How you doing, man?
Hey, man. Just trying to make one day at a time. I wake up to a note from my mama talking about apologizing to my aunt for talking about my little cousin. I'm like, huh? I'm like, what? I mean, I ain't even talked to my cousin, let alone talking about her to somebody else.
You don't got the time nor the mouthpiece for that shit.
Man, I'm trying to get my vehicle up and running. I'm trying to get on this road. I got people want me here, people want me there. So that means I got to get the fuck up out of here. I ain't got time for that. I ain't be doing like that, man. But all right. I still apologize for no reason, you know. So
tomorrow we got the 6-hour marathon?
Yeah, man, I got going down.
You better get some rest for that one, because you sound dead. I'm going to be honest with you, man.
Yeah, I am. Well, I'm dead right now. It takes me to like half an hour and shit for me to really get... I got to play some birthday music and shit.
Wrecking the Game Radio.
Crunk in the house. WDGR, big ups to Iraq. She on the line. She just ain't really talking.
Salute to you, Miss Black.
Yeah, that's really 2-5. I want to see you on the line. Got, let me see. I need something. Give me. Yeah, let's see. What you feeling in, man? What kind of mood? Crunk? Dope thug shit?
Huh?
Fuck it. Let's go for thug shit. talking to myself. Hold on, y'all.
What's good? It's Scoopy Bones, and you're listening to Wrecking the Game Radio with DJ Smell So Good, live on Blog Talk Radio.
Girls can't seem to keep their hands up on me. Money ain't the thing, getting paid is a habit. If you don't like my style, yeah, oh well, sorry. I walk around looking like I just won a lottery. If my chain's lame, then I owe you an apology. F-A-M is the sugar, honey, iced tea. Now the world know about the A-1-3. J-I-G,
this is the girl, D-Bone says. Sweet dark brown like your early morning coffee. Gotta get that paper, cause I gotta stay flossing. Haters in my face need to back up off me. F-A-M, this is how we roll. Got the diamonds in the chain with the platinum and the gold. So all the ladies out there, you already know. Drop it down to the floor, show how you get low. Yeah, ain't know my name, player, just ask me. I walk around icy and I say, looking fly. Yeah, hey, I hear talk, yeah, I wanna know why. I'm so fly, and hey, y'all never get the time. Cause my mind on my money, gotta stay on the grind. Yeah, we F-A-M, and it's our time to shine. So just get low with it, drop it down one time.
It's your boy, Super G. When it kinda get low, then my money growing trees. Run off making paper, thanks to all my haters, girls like candy. I could get an eye later, F-A-M, yeah, I roll with the crew. Extra, extra, these rappers all new. Me in the spotlight now, and we ain't getting out.
Back in 5 minutes. Just wait longer.
Like right now, you're checking out your boy DJ Smell So Good, the CEO of Wrecking the Game Entertainment.
All callers. I see y'all on the line 813-805-408. I see y'all out there, man. Y'all give me 1 second. We're gonna get this thing crunk off. Your boy Smell So Good in the building, man. Welcome to Wrecking the Game Radio.
Young flow got the whole club packed, mama. Lil' mama got an ass so thick, so make a nigga wanna spend cash on it. I pay for it. Can I buy you a drink? I pay for it. Take shots of Patron, get up in the zone.
Damn, lil' mama can't leave you alone.
Look at lil' mama with the big old booty. Looking real good with a her and a doobie. Shorty so clean with a fresh pair of Gucci. Back on the scene, I'm a fiend for the coochie. Oochie, coochie, la la la. Big old booty, so many hoes in the club on swole. Throw it back, mama, don't dance on the pole.
Throw it back, mama, throw it back, mama, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, mama, throw it back, mama, throw it back, throw it back.
When you throw that ass on me, you can throw that pussy on me. When you throw that ass on me.
Come not back in 5 minutes. Just wait longer.
Yeah, she getting loose like a rubber band. Yeah. Got them jeans stretched out like a rubber man. Okay. Started talking like she trying to get hurt. Whoa. Started wet dog, she make it rain when she twerk. I came on the perk, I'm leaving on a sex week. Shawty got fat lips, I am a neck thing. I got green, make it thunder and lightning. Got the local weather man out here trying to fight me.
Let's go.
Shawty, I ain't jacking, I'm watching. Make everybody hit the flow when she popping. Fully automatic, she popping and popping good. Woo. She ain't got a girl, she popping the door for hood.
Yeah.
Walked up on the light, shouted what's good. Yeah. Got the wife inside, but I beat it real good. That, it was a rap. Started whispering in my ear, diamond low from the back.
Throw it back,
mama, I got nothing but fact, mama. I make it rain and I ain't in the trap, mama. I make it war, act my dogs. Frontin' assholes, we ain't fuckin' with y'all. Four, pack, the boss, pack. Little mama with the skirt, we a dong at. And I can care less, we a dong at. But I really wanna see you shake all that. Big, fat, thick, ass, slim, waist, pretty in the face. Look a little mama, goddamn, she straight. Look a little mama, goddamn, she straight. Can I grab that, smack that, later on smash that, work that, twerk that. Do you gotta hurt back, flip that, kitty cat. Oh, it's a rizzy rap, so it's only right. Young flow, get rid of that.
Throw it back,
throw it
back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back,
yeah, baby.
Jay Bird. I'm a nigga Jay Bird on that last little end of the song, but we ain't even gonna get it off into my dog, you know what I'm saying? Let's see what they had, man. One Pop, what's happening? You got 813 on the line. One Pop, I know you out there, nigga. This is a Tupac little brother, everybody, One Pop. Well, Pac was at it, man. Nigga, I hear you saying stupid, nigga. That's Hello? Stupid for you to say stupid, nigga. Yeah, wake your goat mouth ass up and get on the line, nigga.
You must know him by his name. Got his number. I wonder when they don't say my number. Pull up. I wonder what it say.
It do say your number, nigga. Say 813, nigga. You want your whole number out there?
Tell us good. It's Ron. What's up?
It's Ron. Ron Security.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, goddamn Security fucking Ron, everybody. B-Rock goddamn productions. Some new productions now. He done middle finger B-Rock.
Oh, yeah, you know, we're changing now. We doing all types of stuff.
Well, big ups to B-Rock production. And new, what's the new production company?
Oh, it's still B-Rock production. We still doing it.
Oh, so what didn't I see another name or something on your page?
Oh, no. I ain't got no other name yet. We still running as B-Rock Productions. We might change it up, but we still running it that way right now.
Well, what was the change-up name then that I seen? You had some shit else on
the
page.
Change-up name that I have? I can't remember what change-up name. I don't know. It should be Smells a Good Production. That's what I'm going to start doing.
Shit.
Hey, but first of all, I need you. First of all, I got someone named Veronica Mitchell. She's online with me. She's promoting
like
something.
That. I like my aunt and shit. That you sure you ain't this ain't my aunt, is it? Aunt Ann, girl, this ain't you, girl, is it?
No, this ain't her.
Oh. Better say you know you owe me $5.
No, but real quick though, I need to get in contact with you to send you
nigga,
another
you
song.
In contact with me.
I'm talking about to send you another song, because I never could find you, so I gotta send you a song for Tony Collins for Come Back to the Streets. There's a single that we're trying to pull out.
You can find me every day right here, 12 to 2. 12
I
to
know,
2.
So how I'm going to send it to you?
SmellyBTR@live.com.
How I'm going to send it to you?
SmellyBTR@live.com.
Smelly.
That's called email, brother. It's 2009. We get everything by email with no logo on tapes or 8 tracks, brother. No vinyl.
You said at what?
SmellyBTR@live.com. Please, Miss Veronica, I know you technology inclined, aren't you?
Yes, I am. He just emailed me a song the other day.
Do the same thing you did to her, just to put Smelly BTR.
You just talking too fast. That's all that is.
I am.
You already know.
Miss Veronica, can you repeat what I just said, please?
No, don't let them.
Can you repeat what I just said, please? Since I just talked too fast for Mr. Sloby One Kenobi right here.
Hey, but she trying to promote something. So,
like what? Hair care products? Girl, we don't do no Norway on this show. No Norway. No Amway. We don't do none of that. No, we won't do none of that here now. No Mary Kay. No Mary Kay.
No Avon. No.
Oh, okay.
No.
All right,
no, that's for a club coming up.
For a club? What y'all need to do?
No, not we could, but
oh, nigga, you telling me no now, nigga? Oh, it's no
at
all.
You already let you know.
Oh,
you know, let you know on the DJ when you need a DJ.
Hang up on that nigga. Hang up on that. Oh, that was my alter ego telling me to hang up on you.
Oh no.
But I ain't gonna do that. I ain't gonna do that. Right. Y'all hold on one quick second. Hold on. Give me your information, cause he just deboing your whole 2 minutes of shine.
I know.
I got other callers on here. I need to break off in the.
What you mean?
Oh, you the 805?
Huh?
You 805?
Mm-mm.
Who 805?
I'm the 805, dog. What's up, man?
Oh, okay. Big up. Who this here?
Ah, come on, dog. You should know
all
me,
man.
All
the fucking heat waves. My bad, heat waves.
Yeah.
I'm like, goddamn, 805. Goddamn Cali. Oh, okay. Big up. My dog, 805 heat waves in the building, man. D-Miss, a.k.a. the God's Poet. Y'all already know, man.
Y'all smell so good, man. I want to say, man, both times that I tuned into your show, I heard that song right away. I think you said Young Dro or something like that. What's his name?
Oh, that Young Flo?
Yeah, who was that? That was Dro or what?
No, his name is Young Flo.
Oh, Young Flo.
Yeah,
F-L-O-H-H. I thought he said Young Dro. Hey, well, that shit's hot, man. I heard that shit twice already now. I like that song, man. That's a banging track.
Yeah. He, that little intro that you heard, I stole that and sampled it. And it's at the beginning of my artist's song. Actually, when you hear I Need Money, you know what I'm saying? I'll be like, hey, Jah, get your ass, you know what I'm saying? Give a nigga a lap dance. Well, I have to play it because y'all be like, y'all listen to me like, fuck he talking about? I'll play and just, you know. Hold on real quick. I got some info for you, Callie. Miss Veronica, you got an AKA name?
No.
All right.
First Lady.
First Lady?
Mm-hmm.
First Lady of what?
First Lady of 12 Incorporated.
12 Incorporated?
Yes. Yes,
what
sir.
Is that? All right, break all this down.
It's 12 Incorporated. It's a promotion company.
Okay, you talking to me like I done went there and applied and called the number up, booked shows through them and everything.
No.
I don't know who it is. Tell me, give me to like I ain't never met you, but well, I ain't never met you, shit. So you gotta give it to
me.
Like,
nice to meet you.
That's real. I'm smelling so good. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
12th
power. He ain't give me a synopsis of you either.
Hey, woman, you calling my show. You call. I didn't call to talk to you. I didn't call to give you no promos. You know what I'm saying? You call my show. How am I obligated to go ahead and just spill the beans to you? You spill the beans to me, and
you're
spill them to you.
I apologize.
What?
I'm telling you, this is
real.
Well, I'm incorporated. I'm telling you.
You said for what?
Hang on. Leaving no apologies. I do something wrong. I ain't apologizing. My bad, shit. My bad. Are you going to kick the info, woman? We got Callie in the building trying to listen in. We got Iraq online.
Hey, y'all still in. You just already said it. Y'all still in my 2 minutes. I don't even
Veronica.
Need 2 minutes. Yes, sir.
Veronica.
Yes.
So you got a production company or what is it? Or promotion?
Actually, it's 12 Incorporated. We're doing a Caribbean Beach Bash at Level 3 nightclub,
okay.
10 to 3.
Oh, cool.
3.
May 1st.
Ooh, is there a certain artist that you're working with and stuff like that? Or
it's actually G241 Records, Flam Black, and Evening Riders.
And those are the ones that you mostly put on your shows?
Going to be in the building.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, because the Evening Riders down here is a local crew. They got like a million mixtapes on the street. But they like they kind of like Jadakiss, you know what I'm saying? He it's like the image. You got to have an image for this industry. You know what I'm saying? You can have the best
right.
music in the motherfucking world, but if you ain't got the image at the time that the industry is looking for it, you're gonna be riding until your image come around. I mean, they been had. I'm finna play one of their songs. I mean, they done had shit with every damn artist that should have blowed. They done had music with them. And it's just, man, and it's not going to happen in Tampa. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen in Tampa. It's probably going to be because of me because I'm sending shit up to California. And Cali going to make something happen. But it's not going to happen here in Tampa. You hear my words right now live recorded on my show. Your ass is not going to blow. That's for any artist. Tom G, Plies came from another area. That's why he blew down here. But he didn't blow in Fort Myers. Niggas don't even like him in Fort Myers. So he can't even go back home. So, shit. Go somewhere else and blow up.
Right back. I got another call. I'll be right back, man.
All right. That's what's up. Hey, tell you about 805. 805 is right there. 805 Heatway. He's a promoter down in what part of California? He in between Santa Barbara and some other little spot. I forgot. He had to tell you exactly. But he, we got arrangements right now. We're trying to get Plies, you know what I'm saying, down to Cali, you know what I'm saying, because he got they just starting to get the buzz on his album and stuff down there, and they still playing Bust It, Baby. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
When we already kind of moved on, But that's just the way music works. You know what I'm saying? You have to make it hot in one area, and then fizz that shit out, send it out somewhere else to where they ain't never heard it. Let it blow up over there. It just, you know what I'm saying? Come out with another track here while that other track is just getting new there. But, you know, it's a big world, and the music don't spread
true.
Like that. It's
true.
You know, but people think so limited, you know, that the music's only going to be good for 813. Man, middle finger to 813. And I'm from 813. But 813 is not going to make nobody blow. Everybody knows everybody. It's like walking into a Cheers bar with your music and expecting you to put it in the jukebox and everybody start getting up and dancing. They ain't finna do it. They feel like they know you. Man, they ain't nothing but motherfucking old security run, man. The T-collars. Who hear that shit? Take that shit out, dog. You see y'all niggas every day riding around in the hood playing your shit.
That's right.
We tired
that's
of hearing y'all
man.
Shit.
Yo,
that's
how
like,
it is.
Damn, what the fuck, dog? Get your barfly ass up out of here and stop listening to me so you won't hear my shit every week. Because you in here every goddamn week. Now I'm trying to come in here and get my music played. Stop being a barfly. Get the hell up out the bar. But anyway, my bad, Veronica. You have some more info for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
well,
I did.
Well, let's run it.
Yes. 12 Incorporated is promoting a Caribbean beach bash. Them just the artist that's going to be performing live there that night, May 1st at Level 3.
What's your contact info? What's your contact? Good Lord. What, can't buy no tickets. Don't know what time the show start. I don't even know how to get in it.
Event
I don't even
tickets.
Know where the location
okay.
at.
I said that already.
You said Level 3.
I said
3.
Level
where
3.
That?
Yes, I did.
Where
Ybor
that's
City,
at?
Level
there
3.
There you go. There you go. What's the street address? The physical street
1611,
address.
1611 7th Avenue, Ybor.
Okay, so that's off of 7th and 16th Street, everybody.
Yes.
Yes.
Kidron going to be in the building.
In the building.
I don't know what, you know, like 100 women finna come running because they just heard that. About. I mean,
Never know.
Thank you for making that announcement and everything. I appreciate it, you know.
Yeah, they gonna be in the building because I'm going to pass you some flyers so you can pass them out.
Let's go down. What's it like? You got MySpace and stuff on this corporation and everything?
Yes.
A website?
Yes. It's www.myspace.com, 12 Incorporated, TW12LVEINC. Facebook also.
What?
TW12LVE.
This shit sound like a damn license plate or something. I can't type all that. Damn. You got a nigga typing a book for the web space and shit. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all are
okay.
so funny.
Okay, www.myspace, all these other letters.
Right.
Let's see. Oh,
it's
TW12. Girl, you hear me pecking with one finger. One finger, girl. I got one finger. That's all I got for you. One finger. Okay, myspace.com/ what?
Yeah. TW12LVEINC.
Now, what's all that for?
12. It's different. It's
and
unique.
I'm the slow one.
What's LBE there?
LVE is 12. 12 is the number 1 and 2. It's supposed.
No, LBE ain't.
No,
LBE?
I said LV. L as in
LV.
Love. V as in Veronica.
Oh, okay. Oh, you know your own name, girl. You know your name, girl. You know your name. Everybody give her a golf clap. You know her name. You know what her name is. What does LBE stand for? Is that
12.
Live Incorporated?
12. 12.
It stands for 12, man. She's spelling it 1, 2, and then LVE, like the rest of word, 12, man.
Thank you.
Okay.
She just put in the numbers 1, 2. She's just putting the number 1 and 2 in front of the rest of the word, you know? So it's like 12 without the beginning of it.
Oh, yeah, I had to step back and look at it. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you
for
all that unnecessary creativity. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? Calling the unnecessary problems up in here. But we got it. Your link has been posted in the chat room. Y'all welcome to click on it. Let's see if the shit even works. Let's see what we got on there. Yeah, we got
it even works.
Look at this. Look at this shit. This is what I don't like about y'all, though, man. Where's the local artist on this here? Rick Ross ain't going to be at that motherfucker. Okay, is that Isaac Hayes? Look like Isaac Hayes. Isaac Hayes definitely ain't going to be there. Kind of shit is that? We got Albert Mack, Clifton Smith. These niggas ain't gonna be there. Charles,
no, it's not so good. It's not so good.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Hey, do people actually want to hear Rick Ross out there, man?
Depending on, I mean, he is you know, song for song. You know what I'm saying? He got a new album out though, so shit.
Well, I don't really follow him that much. I mean, but I'm just wondering, like. With what happened with him and being the correction officer and all that stuff, like, do people
Listen, man. Everybody come from a past. You might came from a dirtbag past. You might came from a correctional officer's past. At least the nigga was working. Who the hell gives a fuck? He wasn't the police.
Right.
He was a goddamn correction officer. He was a fucking
security
guard.
And that's one of the things. That's what I said when I heard that shit. But I'm just asking, like, do people really still want to hear him? I don't know what's really going on with him right now, man. I mean,
we ain't got shit to do with him. We ain't going to make him or break him. You know what I'm saying? He getting that white folk money right now. I mean, he all trying to get into the summer splashes and spring breaks and all that. He getting that MTV money. You know what I'm saying? The hood can talk whatever the fuck they want to talk. You get that white money, that guaranteed paid money that when you come there, they bam, slapping your shit down. You ain't got to wait till the end of the show like these old punk motherfuckers down here in the club do. It's a difference. Give me that white money. I'd rather take that white
money.
That sure money, man. White folks pay you as soon as you come to the club. Thank you for just showing up. Shit.
Black folks, we gotta still pay $5 cover charge.
You know what I'm saying? So now they fit up, but see, they see you showing up. It was $5, now it done went up to $10. Now that you there, you know what I'm saying? So they gonna make sure they make their money back.
Right.
But these cats down, either way they promote is the opposite. They charge $10 off top with the artist not even there and shit. And then the artist show up, you know what I'm saying, 45 minutes until the goddamn club about to close, talking about he finna do a motherfucking show. And Rick Ross done did that. Only one I give it up to is Plies. He the only one show up and actually early enough that he'll give you like an hour show. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, Trick Daddy, Trina, all these, artists, they come give you 45 minutes of performance and then they out the door. Somebody even punk-ass wannabes. Local superstar done pulled that old gay shit.
Trick me in the club and he be in the club in VIP and he still give you 30 minutes.
Yeah, they hang out. Yeah, he'll come early, but he'll be in the VIP, smoking and smelling like a dirty plastic factory, burnt
come
up plastic
two,
factory.
Come out there at 2:45 and try to hold the club up until 3:30.
Hey, and you guys are talking about Trick Daddy and stuff like that. I mean, is it true that this dude got shot at a Jim Jones show or something like that?
Oh,
I was reading something. Trick, isn't that Trick Daddy?
Oh, no. Now, you know, there's a couple of little pawn-offs of his name. Now, it's a nigga named Trick.
Oh, okay.
There's a nigga named Cadillac that sound like Trick. You know what I'm saying? But the nigga Trick is, that's Eminem artist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now,
so that probably is true. He probably got shot at it in one of them comments.
Yeah,
but Trick Daddy.
I was just reading something about that in Source Magazine, man. I just picked it up the other day, and I was reading a little piece, and I seen something. I thought it was Trick Daddy. I was like, Trick Daddy got shot at a Jim Jones show? Damn. But I didn't know who the hell this Trick was, so
No, I think Trick Daddy's still on house arrest.
Oh, Trick Daddy's still on house arrest, huh?
Yeah, because in Miami, he had a band on his leg. Like, last year, he still had a band on his leg.
Let me give y'all this goddamn real promo since goddamn Miss V up in here giving us half and half. You know what I'm
thank
saying?
You.
Giving us half and half. But thank you for the info. All right, going down May 1st, 2009, hosted by T1. We got a motherfucker $1,000 cash and prizes, bikini contest going on. We got celebrity judges. You know what I'm saying? I already read them. If you didn't, listen back to the show and you hear them. You know what I'm saying? Going down my dog's live performance. We got Flim Black and the Evening Riders. You know what I'm saying? That's a 12 Incorporation calendar girls. You know what I'm saying? Going to be off in there. This is a 12 Incorporation production. You know what I'm saying? Going down
Miss,
live.
Yeah, we got
level
Miss
August
on the line.
16,
yeah,
11, 17. Hey, God damn it, get out my promo. What kind of shit is this? What kind of shit is this? Now I got to read this shit all the way back over. Damn, this is supposed to be recorded. I'm going to drop this on a mixtape or something. Y'all just messed up the whole promo.
Damn,
no,
you funny, man. You're a funny guy.
This the promo y'all going to get, too. You're going to hear the same goddamn promo right here, the way I'm talking right now. That's what you're going to get on a mixtape. I ain't redoing it or nothing. So let me finish on. General admission is $10. VIP is $20. You get free food and drink specials all night long. Well, I don't even know about that. I ain't never seen no free food. You're going to get some free chicken wings, and you better hurry up and get in there because ain't nothing but 100 of them ordered.
They're going to be a bunch of fucking bags of Cheetos and shit, man.
That's what I did for my party. Hey, hold up now. Hold up.
Yes,
you know what I mean? It's getting free quarter juices and some onion rings. That's all I got.
That shit's going to run out like in the first hour.
Hey, man, check this out. The attire is beachwear, preferred but not required, meaning bucket naked is preferred and required. All right, ladies 18 and up, you know what I'm saying? Free before 11, men get in 20. Man, I hate that shit. Y'all be pissing me off. Everybody should get in free before 11. Now, this is my personal promo, so y'all come to the door trying to get in free, fellas. They're going to be looking at you kind of stupid. But so y'all reading in between the words too much. He said, I ain't saying motherfucking thing. I said should. You just passed over the should. He said, smells so good on his radio station, said, we getting free. We say his name. So, yeah, y'all say my name at the door and see what happens. Make sure y'all do that now. Tell them smell so good, sent you to not get in free. All right, and we got music, you know what I'm saying, provided by DJ Dean of the Unique Sounds. Is that Unique Sounds? Yeah, Big Us Unique Sound. DJ Q, the chef, you know what I'm saying, advanced VIP tickets, 813-325-8540. If you didn't know what I said and you was listening too slow, running back. We got special invited guests, Wrecking the Game Entertainment. That's it. I don't see nobody else. Going down real big. Level 3. Oh, I'm sorry. There's a couple other people down there. Who we got? Hood Magazine. We got the Ozone going to be off in there. Real big up to the Ozone. Who that is? Sweet Elements. Is that what I say? You know, nigga
Street.
Smoking.
Street Elements. That's
okay,
your
Street Elements. That's who people? Nigga, I'm Wrecking the Game. Shit, I don't know no damn about it. I know the name. I don't know them. They make my peoples. Who got at the end? What's the green plant? I see a green plant. Is that a weed plant?
That's our people.
That looks like a weed plant. What is that? My peoples right there. My peoples here. My peoples right there. Ah, shit. Let me get the hell off this page, man. More info, man. Y'all check out myspace.com/TW12LVE Inc. That's 12 Inc. That's Caribbean Beach Bash and Bikini Contest. The third annual, I guess. It's the third time you're doing it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Well, I ain't here by last year. Wasn't on my show in 2007.
My bad.
Or six,
you,
I care how
you're
going to
hear from now on.
Kind
right.
of slow, you know. This say rated R, too. What the hell is rated R? Rememberable? Oh, shit. kind of old shit is that? That's an old goddamn throw off. I think it's been to be some bucket nakeds showing some public hells. It's all good. You got Isaac Hayes. Y'all stole the image of Isaac Hayes and Rick Ross and shit. What kind of shit is this? All right, back to the program. Back to the program. Hold on, man. I'm sorry. I ain't even been on my switchboard. All right, 400 people on the switchboard. Hold on, people.
Yo, smell so good, man. Am I on?
All right, there we go. There we go. There, everybody's in here. Everybody's in here.
Am I on?
Are all right, you on?
Man. Yo, smell so good, man.
What's up?
Check it out. I just wanted to say real quick, a little while ago you was talking about, you know, how you think everybody should get in free before 11 mm-hmm. or whatever the time was. You know, I don't really agree with that, man. I think sometimes, you know, like, people want to go where the ladies are, you know. The fellas want to hang out in the clubs where all the ladies are at. And you know, if you got all ladies in free before 11 o'clock, whatever, or 12 o'clock, whatever, you know, you got a lot of ladies going in there, and that's going to make people want to go in the club to where you could raise your price after that because, you know, you could be like, hey, man, we got a gang of ladies in here. You need to be up here,
I mean,
you know.
I understand the whole concept behind it. It's just, man, fuck
or do
that.
Like we do.
God damn it. We don't get no goddamn kind of specials. Even on motherfucking Father's Day, niggas had to pay to get into the goddamn club. What kind of shit is that?
Shit. Hey, ladies
got in free till motherfucking 12 o'clock. Fuck 11. They got in free till 12, and niggas had to pay from 9. I'm like, God damn, we don't even get a happy Father. That's what you get. Happy Father's Day, nigga, $10.
Father's Day discount or something, huh?
Not even $5 discount. It was $10 for the fellas to get. That's some bullshit, man. We don't get no love. Just like veterans don't get no love on Veterans Day. I can't go to McDonald's and get a quarter cheeseburger. I got to pay the whole 50 cent.
You show them your card?
Man, I showed them everything and called the base to be like, hey, man. Shit.
Hey, but
I carry my car everywhere I go like it's a food stamp card. You know what I'm saying? It go with
it. It smells so good. Do like Bruce does. He gets all the ladies in for free, but he tells the bartenders to double up, the charge them double for their drinks.
Oh, I like that concept.
Shouts out to Bruce when he used to do the club promotion shit. Yeah, but see, that won't work, though, because, I mean, in the club, all the fellas are buying drinks for the ladies anyways.
Well, okay, that's why the fellas get in free.
That's their fault. That's why, yeah, you're right, man. That's why the guys should get in free.
I let the dudes in free, jack up the ladies' drinks, you know what I'm saying, and be like, fellas, get all your drinks cheap. Because then y'all going to turn around and be like, ooh, girl, I'm getting cheap drinks. But then you're going to be trying to buy her a drink. And if you buy her a drink, you're going to get her a price. See,
well,
go ahead. Knock yourself out, pimp. Knock yourself out, pimp.
It made Bruce a lot of money. That's all I got to say.
Man, it's a million and one concepts in marketing in this industry, man. I mean, there's no one sure way to do anything. You know what I'm saying? One thing I learned at the door is $1. When I did a $1 gin and juice or $1 well drinks, shit, that alone, it don't matter what you charge at the door. Men and women gonna come in. You know what I'm saying? But the free up until 11, the way that our clubs work, which is so stupid, which is why I don't really go to the club. When I went to Germany, man, the motherfucking clubs closed at 8 o'clock in the morning.
When the sun
so
came up.
We didn't go to the club until 3 in the morning. You know what I'm saying? We pulled up to the club at 3. So I come back home. You know what I'm saying? I go to the club. I'm getting ready at 12. I step out the door at 1. I get to the goddamn club at 2. That bitch shut down at 2:45.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I just paid $10 to walk around the bar, and that's it. And can't finish my drink.
And you barely even got to walk around because it was so packed.
Yeah, man, and that don't make no sense unless you go to, you know, our little after-hours little spots down here. But then all the after-hours spots, you know what I'm saying, you go up, ain't nothing but Mexican music. So y'all be straight, you come down here, Goofy Bone. Y'all love it because that's all they play. I mean, it's Mexican music and techno.
My music is straight low music, and whoever else has good music, that's my music. You know what I
okay,
mean?
Okay, so, I mean, being a Mexican, do you listen to Mexican music?
Sometimes, you know.
Oh, okay.
You know,
okay.
When you grew up on that shit, you know,
yeah.
You listen to that. But, I mean, it's not like... Mariachi? It's not, yeah, you know, it's not like I go out down the street and I'm bumping it, you know, doing my thing. Hell no,
I'm bumping my shit. I'm still surprised at me, you know, being who I am, and now I'm a rapper, you know. It's funny, you know. It's not something that I would say like 10 years ago, oh, I'm going to be a rapper when I grow up.
How long? Shit.
Bamba Clot.
See, I play shit slowed down. That's slowed down reggaeton. I ain't got shit regular speed. You hear it from me, you're going to hear every single word that he's saying. You should be
Goofy Bone.
Spanish.
What up?
After you listen to that song.
Goofy Bone, man. So how long you been rapping, man?
Like really? Like when I put it to the fucking, to the CD, about a year and a half.
And fucking,
I mean,
when did you decide, like, hey, you know, I'm going to go ahead and try this rapping thing out? Like, you said it wasn't your goals at first, right? I mean, what were you doing before, man?
Oh, man, I'm a cocaine seller, man. I'm a straight drug dealer. Straight up. And I don't even have to hide because the cops know who the fuck I am.
Yeah, well, fuck the police anyways, man.
Yeah, fuck the police. But anyways, yeah, that's what I did, you know? And, you know, I was hustling on the streets day in, day out, you know? I would sit there and, you know, I would have my, you know, my Walkman or my fucking CD player, and then now my fucking iPod, you know, I would sit there, you know, be rapping with the rappers, but I would change their words and use my own. And then, you know, people started talking, hey, man, you should start doing, you know, your own thing. So, like, I tried it and shit, it worked, you know?
So would you say you were more influenced by, like, people that you know than just the music itself? I mean...
Oh no, I was heavily influenced by the music. I mean, I'm not talking about just rap, but like, I'm talking about the Doors.
No,
fucking.
But I mean, like, were you influenced to make the music because of the people that told you, like, hey, you should do it on your own, or were you influenced just because you heard music and you slowly wanted to pick it up and said, hey, you know what, I could do this, man? Like,
no, like, really, because I had the passion back when the Chronic came out, because. All those videos at the Chronic with them partying and cruising and shit, I was doing that at fucking 15, 16 years old.
This
right.
is dedicated
like,
to the niggas that was down from
the But yeah, that's where I had
this
the passion. I'm like, these motherfuckers could do it. Why can't I? I'm doing the same shit they're doing.
Day one.
Everything in their fucking, in the words, the rapping, they're slanging, everything. I fucking done that shit. And
right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm proud to say that I retired out the game because my main suppliers, I'm never going to see him again. But shout out to Marco, though. He'll never come home, but shout out to that boy, man.
Made you a lot of money, huh?
Oh, man, you know what? I was scared out of my shit because when he got busted, I thought he was going to save his ass and start ratting everybody. But the man was a man, and he fucking stood by his word.
That's
the
real
key
right there.
Himself. And, you know, he's never coming home.
Like, man, you need more people like him, man, that don't
exactly.
rap.
Nowadays, these motherfuckers are snitching, and it's just like 50 Cent. They got a whole fucking thing about him snitching about several different crimes, and yet everyone, you know, looks up to him and loves him because he's 50 Cent. But doesn't
you know what,
anybody
man?
See that he's
I,
a snitch?
I'm not really big on 50 Cent. I ain't ever really been big on 50 Cent, man.
Well,
I really
I'm not saying that I was,
trick,
but I'm
trick
just saying,
from Detroit.
The facts are the facts. If motherfucker's a snitch, it's not like, oh, I just snitched that time and I'm never going to do it again. Motherfucker, you're a snitch. Plain and simple.
One time is enough.
And one time is enough.
One time is too much, actually.
And nowadays, it's like everyone's motherfucking snitching. But nobody's like putting in work to be like, okay, teach a motherfucking lesson to the word will be known to never snitch again. And you know, I don't know how they doing it down there, but up here, if someone's snitching, they're getting sliced on their cheek, somewhere visible on their face. So when somebody has a mark on their face, like a, you know, not like surgery mark, but I mean like a fucking knife gash in their cheek, they're a motherfucking snitch, plain and simple. So write
hey,
that
can
down.
Let me cut y'all off real quick because
okay,
I forgot
okay.
we got a calendar girl on the line. I think I forgot all about that. It just popped up. We got
Hey, can she send me some pictures?
As I'm leveling this on the line, hold on. Miss Veronica.
Y'all trying to put me on the spot.
Miss June, July, August, September, which one
August.
You in?
Send me the Miss June. Send me Miss June.
No, she Miss August,
let's see her
man.
Pictures.
What? Okay, first of all, for all my perverted people out there, what we can look up your info.
I thought you were gonna say, where can we look up your dress?
Yeah.
If the pictures kicking it like that,
I'm actually on the flyer.
Give us some measurements.
Oh, that's you laying down on the flyer.
Yeah.
Oh, that's you hugging up against the fake Rick Ross.
No, that's not me on the front. I'm in the beach with the, top off.
Is it that link you sent earlier?
I wish I was the air right now, girl, because I'd be all over you. I'd be all over you.
She hot? Smells so good. She real good looking?
Yeah, man. She looking like a 10-piece McNugget, you know what I'm saying? Going down. She got a nail
looking like
done
a 10-piece McNugget.
She got her nails. She got her nails done and shit, you know. Now some girls be looking good. They look at their nails and look like they've been digging in their ass and all that. Like, oh,
is that man, Isaac Hayes?
That speaks. Thank you, man. Thank you. I'm not the only damn one. Ain't that look like a cross between Isaac Hayes and fake Ross?
Rick Ross.
Oh my goodness.
So she's the one laying down on the beach.
Yeah, man. Print it out. Ooh. Post it up on your wall.
Oofala.
Oh, I'm
yeah, she has a good times picture. I've been looking for that picture. Hey,
yeah.
Veronica.
Yeah.
Hey, Veronica, I want to give you a MySpace link right now so you can add me on there. Is that cool?
Sure.
Oh, damn, that is hard. All right.
Check it out, man. I'm going to give you a...
What the hell kind of music playing on this site?
I don't know. Take me...
Shit. Okay, y'all might want to switch up your music you got promoting this damn thing, though. Some Bob Marley or Supercat, Beanie Man.
Hey, but Rick Ross, though. Is that supposed to be Rick Ross?
Man, what the fuck is this, Retro Land and shit? I mean, woman, do you know where your picture is posted up at? I mean, did you know that this ain't even the Doors and shit? Who the hell is this?
Hey, wait a minute. She doesn't accept bands.
Franz Ferdinand.
She doesn't accept bands at 12 feet.
Yeah, well, she
are you sure?
Yeah, I'm dead sure.
Yeah,
I'm trying to add you right now.
It's probably set
check
up
it
like
out.
That, though, yeah.
Hey,
now, did,
so
you set that, did you set that page up?
No, actually, I didn't.
Yeah, so the dude, whoever set it up, because a couple of people do that, they set it up, you know what I'm saying? Because so many artists just be trying to, you know what I'm saying, come to the page and leave their flyers and all that kind of stuff, so
right.
Then people... stop doing that, and because you guys are trying to promote your flyer, you know what I'm saying, that's why he's not accepting the band pages. Nobody can't
hey,
come
where'd
in
you,
and advertise.
Just give me your, what's your info?
Where'd you get your the Good Times picture at?
No, this is another dude that made the site, though. You see that Terrence Mitchell?
It's right there on the page. That's a badass picture. Yo,
yeah.
Smell so good. Yo,
hold
smell
up.
So good. Hey, can I give her my
sure.
Info so she can add me?
Run it, man. All
right, check it out. Look. Add me on the myspace.com/thugmoneyentertainment, the full word, or you can add me on myspace.com/805heatwaves. So hit us up right there, man, and if you guys got music, you know, that we can play, we'll play music as well. We got a show on Blog Talk as well. And Smell So Good, he come in and check it out every once in a while, too. So check us out, man.
Every time y'all had schedule a damn show correctly, y'all... do pop-up shows, man. I every time I go on and then I look for a live show, then I see y'all, happen to see y'all on. Oh, shit, man, you on. You know what I'm saying? Y'all next scheduled show is 4:20. Shit. Now,
you
how many pop-up shows you done did in between then and your actual 4:20 show? You done did at least three shows.
We do more pop-up shows than scheduled shows, man. We just... I do a lot of different things, man, you know, so, like, every once in a while, I'm just like, you know what, we can do a show right now, you want to do one? All right, let's do it. And me and Bobby Drama get on, you know, smoke a fucking bunch of weed and fucking pass out later on, but, yeah, man, I mean,
Oh, hold on, everybody want to look at the damn links now and shit. I'm dropping the links in the chat room, everybody, y'all can
hey,
check it out.
You can look for me, just Google Goofy Bone and everything pops up for me. So, Goofy Bone, man, what do you got coming out, man? You guys got, like, an album coming out or what?
Yeah, we got our Straight Loc Records presents Welcome to Our Club album. Should be out in July 4th. If not, it'll be in the July area. But I'll shoot you a copy.
Y'all need a mixtape, man. Y'all need to let go and send it down.
Oh, we already got three or four mixtapes out.
You need to host it, brother. You need
you
it hosted,
that email.
Brother.
You got that email for 805 Heatwaves. Send us some music, man, because I'm interested in hearing more. Oh, yeah, well, I haven't checked. Okay, I just got to get on the email and check it, man. I haven't checked it in a few days, man. I mean, like I said, I'm running around everywhere, man, and I'm not always in front of the computer, you know. But, yeah, man, definitely, man. I'm interested in hearing more of that shit, man, because you sent us, I think, two tracks. I think I sent you three more.
Yeah, we're all in agreement there, DJ Good. Yeah, she's a dime piece, yes. She's a lot.
And she's a dime piece, huh?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
she's a hot mama. I give you a shout out, baby girl.
But I got somebody finer, goddammit, girl. How tall are you, Miss August?
I am 5'3".
Shit, you ain't in the category, girl. I got 6'2" on the motherfucking phone. Shit.
Yeah.
Let me shoot y'all this motherfucking web link real quick. God damn it, for the shy romance in the building.
What's up, everybody? What's up?
I love you, Shy.
What up,
Shy Romance?
I'm just chilling, baby.
This is Miss Shy.
You have any more poetry?
Oh, I finished that piece up from yesterday, and it's hot. I mean, I like it. I finished it from yesterday, so I was kind of rocky with it, and I had to go and make a little adjustment. The one I wrote up on your show, DJ Smell So Good.
32? She ain't no 32. Did I say? No, she's 5'3". I'm reading the shit about the model, about Miss August. I know damn well she ain't no 32.
Like,
oh, yeah, she's 6'2". I'm talking about the chick on the phone.
Shout Romance. I love you, girl.
Yeah, I'm dropping the link. Y'all go check out Shy Red page. Look at the second page. Look at the gray pants, the red back, and the camouflage outfit. I'm just giving y'all, a couple of little pointers to look at, so you won't be lost when you go there,
Mm-hmm.
Say she's 32. Your MySpace page say you're 32 years old.
Mine?
Yeah.
That's the
dude that made the bikini page, Terrence Mitchell. Okay, yeah, he might be. Now, who is Terrence Mitchell, Miss August?
Actually, that's my husband.
Oh, shit, girl, I'm finna ask you off and flirt with you and all that shit, girl.
I know.
Yeah, I got to hang up on you now. All right, thank you.
You got to hang up on me.
Thank you, ma'am, for calling in.
Oh, like that. Thank you for the energy. Thank you for calling in. Have a great day.
Y'all so fucking thought.
Oh, man. Oh, it's just it fucking with you. Okay, so that's your husband. How long you been married?
December 12th, 2008.
He got himself a hot woman, though. I'll tell you that.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, so if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
I'm 28.
Okay, yeah, that ain't too bad then. I ain't like 28. You 20. You look like 23 laying there, girl. Like about 23 laying on that beach, girl. Shit. Be 22 with me, you know what I'm saying? Oh, my man, I forgot you was married, girl.
Oh, y'all
hey, what future projects you got coming up? I mean, how can we get in contact with you? You know what I'm saying? We want you to model, sell some hot dogs for us in a bikini on the side of the road or something like that.
That's it. You can reach me at the MySpace, 12 Incorporated.
All right. Y'all hit it up, 12
sure,
Incorporated on the MySpace. You know what I'm saying? She is married, though, so don't be trying to get all hooked up. Shit. I mean, I'm sorry. Big up to Beat Rocker Production out there hooking up this this model search, I guess, that's
wrong
done with now. You know, hell yeah, something wrong. Don't you ever say that on this motherfucking show again.
Oh, yeah,
man.
I forgot you don't like cheaters.
Boy, you almost got hung up on, boy. Let me tell you something,
right,
bitch.
You
something.
Can hang
it
up on me.
You
hang up
nothing
on me.
Right. It's nothing right. Well, yeah, you chirp the hell out of me, so then that'll fucking piss me off, so I don't need that.
I got the back door entry.
Oh, man. Chirp. How about my homeboy came through the spot last night when I was talking to you?
Yeah,
and while we were sitting there, we trying to find the goddamn chirp number and shit. We couldn't find the damn chirp number, you know what I'm saying, to get each other. We looking all through the phones. We like, how the hell with a phone? And then we finally found it, you know what I'm saying? So now we, linking up. Hold up, man. I hear somebody coughing their ass off or something. Somebody washing dishes?
Or smoking.
Oh, that's you?
I'm smoking.
I hear
a dog barking, man.
Okay, is that 904?
That's Boo News.
Who was 904?
Oh, I don't know.
904 is gone. Click them. No, they ain't even talking.
904 is there. 813 is in the building. What happened?
805 is out here.
How the hell 813 called in twice and shit? I'm from the same number.
Because it's two different people.
No, it ain't. Yeah.
Well, the same number.
Ron had me on conference. It was two people.
How are they doing that from the same number, though?
Oh.
They're like three
saying,
ways.
How are they from the same
three
number,
way, they three-way the show? Hello?
Wait. Okay, look. Security Ron called me from his phone number. His phone number is still in my queue. He's the first caller. What I'm saying is there's another 813 caller.
With, yes, that's me. That's Veronica.
With the same number, though. How are you calling with the same number?
Easily, because we at work. And he.
Oh, y'all using the goddamn job lines and shit. That's why all the... I'm going to say,
yeah,
it's probably going to be 10 phone numbers pop up.
Let me tell you something. Hold on. You got a good fucking job, man, when you can sit there and talk on Blog Talk Radio for a fucking hour.
Yeah. Hey, man, you don't know Security Ron, man. You don't know Security Ron. Now I know who the ladies that work around Security Ron, so now I know y'all, too, because, yeah, y'all don't do nothing at that job. Y'all don't do nothing.
Shit.
I mean,
I need to start working now.
Yeah, man, y'all hire, because y'all, man, I get a job, and I ain't even trying to work for the man, but y'all ain't working for the man, you know what I'm saying?
For free, yo.
Yeah. Yeah, I do my show from the job and shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we live from wherever I'm working at, you know what I'm saying? 2 hours strong. 2 hours strong.
And depending on how busy I get, I might throw another 2 hours up in here.
No, I be hearing Ron. Hello, yeah, can I speak to? You want to place that order now? Okay, yeah, what's your address?
Yeah,
that'd be security Ron at work and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, who the hell are you talking to, Ron? Put me on hold and shit. No damn customers. What kind of shit is that? Customers ain't first. Believe in that shit. Believe in that.
See if you outside.
Who, the mailman? Hell no, nah, girl. It's too early for the mail
to run. Baby had to make some runs.
Oh.
Hey, yo, smell so good, man. I'm going to have to get up out of here, man. But I just want to say thanks for having me on the show, man. It was cool. I like the show. I like your show and everything, man. Shout out to everybody out there in the chat room, everybody on the line. I'm not even sure who I'm talking to. I know Veronica's in there, Miss Shy Romance, and Goofy Bone.
Security Ron. You got Goofy Bone. You got In the Sky. You got Guest.
What's
that?
Man. So shout out to all you guys, man. But yo, man, I'm gonna get at you after your show's done. I'm gonna get at you, smell so good, and chopping up a little bit, man. So you stay up, man. Keep doing your thing, player. All right, man. I'm out.
Thanks for the love, man.
For sure. Peace.
Yeah, right here live is Wrecking the Game Radio. Tone It Down Thursday. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Going down real big. Hey, welcome all my new people, man, to the show. You know what I'm saying? Miss August and Miss V out there. Welcome. To the wildest show on the internet, you know what I'm saying? We got 6-hour marathon going down tomorrow, you know what I'm saying?
Hey.
No, y'all ain't got
Is Miss Veronica still in here?
Huh?
Miss Veronica still in here?
Yeah, no, that's Miss August, ain't it?
Oh, I mean Miss August.
Oh, who
What's
in here?
Veronica?
Who was on the line still?
I'm here.
Okay, who was I?
Cyro Man.
God damn it, girl, I know you. I'm talking about from the 813. I see the 813 still in the queue. Hey, who's calling? Well, who's calling from 813 still on the line?
Hello.
Oh. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
I'm still from 813.
Nigga, you sound like you still asleep at work.
Of course.
Oh, see what I'm saying?
Another
I'm saying?
One working. They love you, smell
he
so good.
He ain't working. He ain't working.
What's
you heard the nigga just say he's sleeping at work.
Well, shit, he getting paid to sleep. Shit, that's good, too. What's your motherfucker pay me to sleep?
DJ Good Boy, what's happening, homie? See y'all off in there. RIP Pimp C. I don't know what that was up in there for, but all right. Let's see what we got. 12, ain't yeah. All right, so y'all make sure y'all check all that info out. You know what I'm saying? Big up
to
Security Ron.
Yeah, there's a hot chick on that page.
Did you get the email? Jeff? Email with the new song?
Oh, I ain't even checked it yet. I got to go on.
Tighten up.
Nigga, hold up, nigga. Let me count to 45.
I got some stories to finish with.
245. Look, I got to get ready to run, too. My stuff smells so good.
Who the fuck is Ronald Pierre? Nigga, don't send me your goddamn government, all of my goddamn email.
Okay,
box, if your shit don't say security, Ron, nigga, I don't want to hear no goddamn French shit, nigga. Damn the French shit, nigga. We real here, nigga. We need security, Ron, nigga. That's the real name. You send me your fake name and shit. I don't want your fake name.
I'm pass out that government ever again.
Man, listen here. You pass it out to me, nigga. Don't pass it to me. Shit. Send me his goddamn government info. She know my IP address is a track.
Close my door.
Yes. Okay. This came back. Hey, check this out, y'all. I gotta play one of my motherfucking hit singles real quick. You know what I'm saying? Well, this is what I'm gonna do for the ladies. Miss Shiro, man, you can take your pick.
Mm-hmm.
The song is either called "Clap for Me," "Get Low," or it's a remake to "Upgrade You."
I tell you what, you finna play something for the ladies.
It might be nasty or dirty, but it's for the ladies.
When you play it, I'm going to have something for the guys, all right?
Oh, shit. Here we go. Woman, pick one of the songs.
Down low. Get low.
All right. Here we go. We're going now. Beat Rocker Productions. T-Taller Security Ron on the line. Y'all already know how we do it all the time. Rain and shine. Get low.
Beat Rocker, y'all. Get it, girl. Let me show you what I'm
made of.
I stay on my grind like I make love.
Yeah.
Gray in the shine and I'm caked up. Louis Vuitton bag and watch by Jacob. You look good, I'm surprised by your makeup. I bet you look good when you wake up. I bet you look good when you go to sleep. I'm in the streets all day till I wake up. Let me show you how a hustler do it. Let's move when a hustler move it. Yeah. I ain't a Mac, but I ain't too far from that. I ain't a pimp, but I ain't too far from this. I'm gonna share my story. I gotta give props to the man before me. I'm standing on top of the world, and that's for real. But you can come and chill in my atmosphere, girl. Let me get back to business. I won't stop till I'm finished. Work you out like Olympic gymnast. Poke it out, little mama. Drop and twist it. Hop and lift it. Squat and split. In the way you pop it, it's kind of different. VIP, we in the club. 15 deep, my nigga, what? I'm doing things I never would. Just because she's smelling good. Watermelon, Vicky Secret. She got me leaping off the deep end. Shawty, what's your name? I don't care about your mane. I got money in the bank. I just wanna see you, wanna see you.
Yeah, time, beat rock productions. You already know, real big, live right here, wrecking the game radio. Tone it down Thursdays, your boy DJ Smell So Good in the building. AKA DJ FTP, how you feeling, man? Y'all already know how we do it down here. Live from Florida, baby, Tampa Bay, all the way around the world, man. That's where I stay, huh? International. Y'all already know my style. Hey, we got 601. Miss Shiro, man, she gonna be up out of here in a minute, but she gonna kick something for y'all fellas out there. You got the show.
Okay, this is what I started writing on your show yesterday. Something for the
you know, you done, this is the third one that you the same one that you read three times.
No, I had to I had to revise it.
Oh shit! All right, hold on. I see. Let me. Hold on. Let me see. Who the hell is it? 239. Ain't that folk mine?
Yeah, so good.
Hold on, make sure I don't click y'all. Hold on, man. What it do? What it don't do?
What's up, man? It's Pete Weedstock, man. I'm calling in representing T College, man.
Oh, okay,
you know,
that's what's happening.
Oh,
Pete Weedstock. Going there, man. Why you ain't sending none of your music, man? I ain't never had none of your music. I've seen y'all over the MySpaces and stuff.
Yeah, man, I got a new song, new track coming out, man, called Get Loose. I got produced by a producer down in Folk Mile, Florida, man, called Skinny Sean, man. You know,
okay,
you're ready to take over the streets. You'll be one of the first one to break it on blog.com, man. You know?
Hey, this is going to be right here. Blog Talk Radio, man, I've been doing this since February 25th, you know what I'm saying? I asked the Lord for 300 listeners, man. I'm over 1,000-something listeners, you know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah,
it's getting it's international, man. You know, I just in the past 2 weeks, I just started getting 813 listeners. You know what I'm saying, to come and tune in, which is cool with me. But you know what I'm saying, the type of DJ I am. You know what I'm saying, I'm trying to take this music. You know what I'm saying, out of the world. You know what
okay,
I'm saying.
Well.
I ain't trying to cater to your people. So don't think that I ain't trying to get the music in 239-813-904 nowhere in Florida. I'm trying to get that shit all the way over to Mississippi, all the way over to Cali, all the way over to Iraq, all the way over to Jamaica, all the way over to New Zealand, and these people I got contact with every single day, every single show.
Okay, guaranteed. Well, I'm working with Street Elements right now, Street Element Magazine. You probably done seen it around the city, you know?
Yeah, I've been, that's my people. I've been clowning on the old boy, but yeah, Street Elements, big up Street Elements, you know what I'm saying? I know all the cats, you know what I'm saying? We holding down, you know?
I became one of the representatives for the magazine as well. So for all the thousands of listeners that is listening, y'all keep in contact with Smell So Good because y'all going to smell him sooner or later.
You know that.
Yeah.
Hey, kick your MySpace out there, Pete.
Hey, man. Yeah, y'all check out my MySpace page, myspace.com/ Peter Weedstraw 813. Again, that's MySpace /Peter Weedstraw.
Spell that all that out for my...
Yeah, for the listeners, P-E-T-E-Y, weed, like smoking weed, and straw, like you drink out of. Again, that's P-E-T-E-Y, weed, like smoking weed, and drinking out of straw. They always ask me how I got my name, so I'm going to let all the listeners know I got that good weed, man. How you got weed, straw? Ha! Y'all fuck with the kid.
That real big. We ain't nothing but smokers on the line. Nothing but smokers.
So y'all be on the lookout. Yeah, be on the lookout for the new single, Get Loose. And I got one for the smokers. Roll up and y'all see me.
Hey, well, Ron got my email because he just sent me, came back. I just received that by T. Collins. I'm uploading that now.
Right.
I'm actually going to go ahead and play that new track by T. Collins, too. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, well. Won't you text over to the email, or I email it over there to blog.com. The new track, I go pick up the masters today.
It's quicker. It's actually Smelly, SmellyBTR at live.com.
BTR?
Smelly. Yeah, at Smelly, Smelly, BTR at live.com. And guarantee as soon as you get it, I'm uploading it.
Okay, well, I'll shoot the rock, and then I get information from him again, too,
Smellybtr@blog.com. At live.com.
Live.com.
Live.com, yeah. The Blog Talk Radio is the actual website that you can log on to and be a part of the show, you know what I'm saying? Because I got a chat room, you know what I'm saying? That's for, like, bloggers and stuff like that. People don't really like to talk on the phone. So that's really what the internet part of it is about, but the networking part is this telephone number. That's what I be trying to get out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The telephone number, because You don't, like y'all been sitting here. I played nothing but music all day. You know what I'm saying? And that's all you gonna hear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unless I pick up the phone and click everybody in and we sit here and talk. Other than that, you know,
right.
I run music. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, we're gonna get you a couple more interviews in. Maybe, you know, get them out there, let them know. Like I say, I'm a representative for Street Element as well, so we're going to be doing a lot of events, local events. I'll be performing at a lot of different events, so I will be keeping in contact with you, man, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, definitely big up. Let me get off into this here. Street Element, that's Mo, right?
StreetElement.com, Kevin Campbell Magazine.
Yeah, I'm saying that's Mo. You're talking about Big Head, right?
Ricardo. Big Head, No. Big Head ain't affiliated with us. Well, he probably was affiliated with Kevin. He probably was affiliated with Kevin. I don't know everybody because they just brought me on the team.
Oh, okay.
Haven't had the big meeting where everybody get introduced to everybody, but right now I'm doing my part on the street.
That's real. That's definitely real. Yeah. Hold on, man. Let me, because 904 done clicked in like 4, 5, 8 times, called back, and I'm trying to get him on. 904, what to do?
What's good? This your boy Benson. Now talking about Scripps from out of Duval, St. John.
Nigga, I don't know. I tried to say 904 about 3-4 times. You done call in?
I don't know, man. Reception must be getting messed up or something. What's good with you?
Nah, you already know, man. I'm chilling like a villain. Played your song up here on yesterday. You know what I'm saying? I spent one on and everything. You know. That want to give me love. You know what I'm saying? Everybody was laughing like, God damn, that's a nasty song. But that's how we get down around this motherfucker.
Kitchen.
You know what I'm saying?
Kitchen. No, talking about.
Hey, well, matter of fact, hey man, check this out, man. Let me drop a song real quick. This is my nigga Banshee. You know what I'm saying? It's called Wanna Give Me Love, since he done called in showing some love. Y'all look out for the track from Petey Wheat Straw coming soon, you know what I'm saying? I'm a dog with T Collins. Y'all already know I done played everything, anything. And then we got Miss Shiro Mans from MI Cricklet on the line. Matter of fact, you wanna kick them words real quick before we get into this here?
Yeah.
All right, fellas, y'all hold on to your ears, because this is Miss Shiro Man, the 6'2" poet from MI Cricklet, that's Mississippi.
From Mississippi. Okay.
So y'all can check the MySpace, myspace.com, Shiro Man, and that's Shai Shiro Man. Going down real big, become a friend.
Yes, myspace.com/Shiro Man. Here go, this piece is called After Hours. I know you had a hard day at work. So come on in and let me wash off your dirt. I got a hot, soothing bubble bath waiting for my king. The house is clean and my boys are gone. Baby, it's been a long time since we've been alone. Tell me about your day as I fix your plate and prance around in my new negligee. Your Corona's in the fridge, Hennessy's on the table. Jamaican Reds in the air, Poo Nanny's going crazy. Screaming, come taster. Hell, I got to let my mouth muscles get creative and playful. Nibbling ears, biting chest, want to gently lick your navel as your lungs I orally caress. Got your fingers in my valley and take a slow road test. Hope you don't wreck, but I let your dick be my GPS. So get to this location. Baby, tell me again why you got me waiting. Ecstasy's our only destination. Hell, your manly moans are my wanted compensation. Deep stroking my throat, but I ain't choking, because I want you to enjoy my tongue's every damn motion. Got my little kitty cat purring out your name. No games, this kitty here wants to be tamed. So pretend you're a vet and nourish my pretty cat. Stand up in it as you get the stallion from the back. Then turn me over and let me wrap my legs around your neck. Hey, you got this punani spilling out all types of secrets. What a blessing. Hey, you can toss my salad and I'll let you throw in your salad dressing. Got my ass confessing, but enough of that. Come teach my pussy a lesson. Pound your hammer all up in me. Don't stop. Stroke me continuously. Please, my pussy's your only destiny. Hell, I want you to give me a dick wedgie as you... I want you to give me a dick wedgie as you angrily fuck.
Do that again.
Yeah, everybody's like, is that part of it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
You'll never find another one like me, and right now you're getting the after hour me, because you know I'm a freak in the sheets, but a lady in the streets. Which is why I don't mind if my lips creep while you sleep. But outside of these lies and these walls, Shy's very discreet. But I'm about to go clean her back up, and I want you to hold me as we sleep. Right now, my night's complete. But you did just get the after hour me. That's it.
I get this every day. I don't know where the fuck y'all been at. I get this shit every day. Every day. Man, shit.
Street Elements will be there. That'll put you in the fantasy edition, baby. You can believe that. That MI Cookie Letter is live on the fact, baby.
Man,
so inside out there listening,
man.
Y'all give a shout out to the girl, man.
Hey.
For real. She holding me down.
That's the shot. She got her own show, too. Now, what's your, what day your show on, Sal?
Oh, Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 6:30.
Black folk time, not Eastern Standard, not, not Pacific, not Central.
We're going to be late.
Y'all talk about time, that's my
we're going to be late. We'll get there about 5:15. We'll holler.
Hey,
you about 4:45, though.
We the first ones got BFT behind our time zone for time zone and shit. It's on the map, BFT. You got Central Standard.
Black folk time.
You know what I'm saying?
Black
you got BFT.
Time.
Shit, we're going to be on our time. So, well, with that, ear hair raising poem, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get into this banter, man, and we're gonna come back and talk to my dog real quick. Represent 904, big up 239-813-601 in the building, man. This is how we do it right here live. DJ Good Boy, I see you, homie. You know what I'm saying? Big up. What's going down, real bitch? Boy, smells so good. Tone it down Thursday, man. Let's go.
Get a lava.
First thing I wanna say, I love pussy. Next, get money, ain't nothing like pussy. If it's sitting up, looking real fat, getting super wet, love to eat it like that. Beat it from the back, gripping on your damn hips. I take it out that pussy, beat it on your damn lips. Flip her on the side, tell her hold the legs up. He's gushing, wetter and wetter. Throw that pussy from the back, beat it from the back. Home pills on, yeah, eat it from the back. Let her ride my face, juice dripping on my chest. I'm a beast during sex, relieve a lot of stress. Whole lot of bread, that's a whole lot of head. Ready to fuck, time to go to bed. Eat a lot of pussy, home lick around the head. And I fuck a lot of hoes, cause I love to tip head. What's up? You suck that dick up, bitch, you all glad. I wanna smash so bad, I pay for that ass. Keep it on the hush, we ain't got to take it down. Papa Dog told a nigga about that patch of hell. Show it so fine, she just wanna ball. I got a bad little bitch ducked off and all, you know. I love cuddle hoes, they like to keep it real. What's that pussy on his dick when I'm in Jacksonville? Some freaky on the low, yeah, I'm dead wrong. I call it homegrown, bitch, I love on strong. Love it when you flex, get your swag on. Fresh out the mall, draped out tags on. I'm vibing with these hoes. Baby, let me fuck again, I ain't ready to go. We can drink some more liquor, roll a blunt of that dro. Butt naked, no clothes, I mean you put the hell. Beat it up, eat it up, suck it some more. Baby, let me fuck again, I ain't ready to go. We can drink some more liquor, roll a blunt of that dro. Butt naked, no clothes, I mean you put the hell. Yeah, you know what I'm saying, this your boy Bad the Total Package. This what I do, so smooth production. My boy Ed Cruz on the shred. We here now.
And we're back to the phone lines. Right here live. Wrecking the Game Radio, man. Now, I'm hold on, y'all. Let me make sure I get everybody up in the mix. Get everybody up in the mix. Shiro, man, you there, girl?
Yeah, babe, I'm still here.
You feeling that track?
You know it. What, baby?
Oh, off the chain. I think they're off the chain. 239, you feeling that? You feeling that?
Yeah, I like it, man. Little homie, keep holding it down, man. You got the ladies on your team, boy.
Already.
Some exposure behind that bitch.
Yeah. What you doing for yourself as far as the song, Banshee?
Well, right now, you know what I'm saying, I'm working on my little mixtape, getting that popping off in the hood. Y'all can hit me up on myspace.com/totalpackagemusic, you know what I'm talking about. I got my community bumping, you know what I mean, everybody eating, and it is what it is. I got the ladies on my squad, and we doing big things. We trying to move big things, big records.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's what's up. How old are you?
20.
You 20? A dub?
You
know,
dub.
Yeah, that's what's up.
That's what's up.
Yeah,
longevity
you
there,
out,
boy.
Yeah, because you definitely, okay. But when you start out early, man, I'm going to tell you, dog, it's more hard on y'all youngsters than it is people, you know what I'm saying, a little up in age, because, man, they're going to try to put you through the ringer, put it that way. They feel older people got a little bit more, you know what I'm saying, experience in the game. So don't just being that you starting out young, get your experience young. So when you know what I'm saying, a year or two, when somebody do try to step to you, because somebody going to try to step to you, you know what I'm saying, whether it's the body track or anything like that. So you already know, you know what I'm saying, your net worth and everything, dog. That's one thing you have to know in the game is your net worth. So a bitch don't come just trying you with no anything.
Yeah, always remember too, man. You always listen, man. Don't be quick to speak all the time, man. Remember to listen, cause sometimes you'll miss something that you might need. That's a real priority in your career, man. So always be willing to listen, man.
Yeah. But how long you been in the game and doing your thing?
See, it's really my freshman year of high school. You know what I'm saying? It was never my dream, but right about now it's a backup plan that's coming into effect. You know what I mean? I made a couple of bad decisions that put me where I'm at right now. And a nigga like me, I refuse to give up because my family hungry, you know what I'm talking about? And I'm doing what I'm doing now. I'm being successful with it, and hopefully, you know what I mean, somebody holler at me.
Yeah, definitely that. I sure enough appreciate, you know what I'm saying, finding me by any means necessary, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to tell you, man, I need you and every other artist that come on here. One thing I do, and I keep it real, just like I expect you to keep it real on my show. One thing I require in order for your track to stay in rotation on this show here is that you must. I mean, this is a must. This is the biggest letters, words that at any conversation I'm giving you. You must have fans call this show. You must pass the information on. I don't give a damn if you pay a bitch $5 to call in. You must have somebody be dedicated to you. You need at least one. One dedicated fan will get you 1 million dedicated fans.
100.
You need one. I tell you, even my homeboys in California, I play all that shit, but they got people that call in, you know what I'm saying, fans. T. Collins, you know what I'm saying, he done had, now coming from the Beat Rocker production, that's been three people so far that done came, called in, you know what I'm saying, in relations to what they
yeah, that's my little brother, man.
Yeah.
That's my younger brother.
That's Peter's little brother.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, Petey on there. Yeah. So, you know, and plus Petey calling in, you know what I'm saying, and he relations to Beat Rocker. So, really, Beat Rocker right now has been, like, the biggest support group that's called in so far, you know what I'm saying, because everybody's in the same camp, you know what I'm saying, trying to serve the same purpose, though, because if Petey blow, you know what I'm saying, T going to blow, which is going to make Security Ron blow, you know what I'm saying, which helps the whole Beat Rocker production out.
Right.
But since you're doing it on your own, you know what I'm saying? And I heard you say, you shouted out somebody, though. Who was that you shouted out in the song?
The dude, he over there in tour right now, over there in London. His name Aaron Cruz. He a Latin singer, now I'm talking about. And that's who dropped that hook on us.
Yeah. And I like the way you went outside the box with that one, too, now. You know what I'm saying? You went outside the box. And got a different sound on there. And that's a professional hook on there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that ain't like you went and got your little cousin to go ahead and tell her to, you know, do the hook for me. You know what I'm saying? That sound like he knew what he was doing, you know, and he made the song, you know what I'm saying? He complimented the song.
Pretty
you know,
much.
Some people get on your hook and then just, you know what I'm saying, embarrass your song by doing a raggedy hook. But, you know what I'm saying, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. Like my homeboy Goofy Bone, you know what I'm saying, I got a song by him. Now, one thing about it, though, you got to improvise. He taught me that, you know what I'm saying. You have to improvise. Sometimes shit don't always go as planned. So say you didn't get that dude to do the hook, you know what I'm saying? You should have had a backup plan, like, well, damn. All right, well, I'm going to have to. So, and what I mean is, like, he had a backup plan. They had the same kind of dude that, you know, supposed to be doing the hook and everything, like you got, you know what I'm saying? R&B cat, that's what he do. He sing, you know what I'm saying? And but then he got caught up in some drama and end up doing a little bid, you know what I'm saying? So this was right before they was finna drop the single, and he was the last piece to the puzzle. So now they can't drop this hot single because the dude, they ain't got nobody to sing the hook. So my homeboy that's rapping on the song, he went in and did the hook. You know what I'm saying? He did it to the way, the best way that he could. He ain't no singer, but the way that he did it, it is catchy anyways. You know what I'm saying? And it's unintentional, but it's so catchy. You know what I'm saying? That when you listen to it, the first time you're going to be like, who the fuck is that on the hook? But then when you listen to it again, you'll be like, oh, okay, that shit is catchy. It catches you, you know what I'm saying? It makes you start singing and shit. You know what I'm saying? 100. And it's just improvising, you know what I'm saying? Never give up. So, you know, that's just some words of encouragement, homie. I ain't trying to sound like an old dog and shit, but I done been out here in this game, dog. I done dealt with a lot of fucking artists, man. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to Herc. Big ups to my artist, Miss Janu. You know what I'm saying? The hottest female rapper in the South. But, I mean, I done dealt with so many artists, dog, and it all comes back to one thing, staying on your grind and doing you. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to do me as a DJ. I'm going to do me. You know what I'm saying? So if you shouldn't have to worry about me keeping your song in rotation. You know what I'm saying? If you out there on the grind and you do it like I just asked, have a fan call in, I guarantee you, you will never have to call this show and wonder if your shit in rotation.
Well, honey, I already know that. That's what's up.
So, I mean, but that's like any DJ should do that, man. Don't go into the club talking about paying no motherfucking DJ. You know what I'm saying? Have three of your fucking friends go up there to the DJ booth and request they hear your shit. Give it to them. Bring three of your people. You know what I'm saying? Don't bring them all into the DJ booth. Just have them randomly come up to the DJ booth and ask to hear that motherfucking song. After the fifth person done asked, he going to have to play that goddamn song. He don't know these people. He didn't know that you brung them in here with you. But shit, that make it look better on you. This for any artist, man. These just tricks to the trade that I'm learning to get around crab ass DJs. You feel me? Because
right.
Just because I'm a DJ, the only reason I became a DJ was because of my artist couldn't get her music played. And being she a female, she finding it triple hard than the average male. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But still, just being an indie artist, period. You know what I'm saying? It's a battle. It's a battle to get to where you want to be.
Right.
Straight up battle.
That
definitely what's up, man. I'm uploading, what is it, Kodak Moment. That Kodak Moment coming up in, with the other track you sent me, In My Life. So I actually had them on the show tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to get them in rotation on the show tomorrow, so you know what I'm saying, you want to hang out. I got a 6-hour marathon going down tomorrow, starting at 12 o'clock.
That's
what's
up.
Yeah,
You definitely have to get loose in the rotation. You can believe that.
Yeah. You send it to me, it's going to be, it'll be played. You know what I'm saying? Now, the way I do the 6-hour marathon is I got to, like this show here is going to be 2 hours. I take a 30-minute break, come back and do 2 more hours. I take a 30-minute break and come back and do 2 more hours.
Okay.
So, I mean, each hour that's going to be, you know what I'm saying? The song will get played in them 2 hours. You know what I'm saying? The next 2 hours I play it again. The next 2 hours I play it again.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't play it just like, you know, within 2 hours, you ain't going to hear it twice. I mean, unless the people in the chat room be like, man, run that shit back, then I'll be like, fuck it, run that bitch back. I don't give a damn, you know what I'm saying? Shit.
Damn right.
You got to keep it real. My bad, I forgot. Shy, you there? My bad, girl. You talking?
Oh, Everybody who is new to Smell So Good show. Smell So Good is not saying anything because he know me right about now.
Okay.
All the damn ratchet in the background, they're my kids.
Yeah.
The dog
I ain't
want to
put the secret out there.
No, but everybody who's new, this is Shy Romance, and the noise that you hear, the kids, mom, them are my damn kids.
It's spring break, y'all. You know all the rug rats
at
home.
Damn, it's spring break. I hate this shit.
Yeah, so she got
that
four
along with the package, don't
it? Yeah, and then I can't even make no money this week because I'm a substitute teacher. It's fucked every which way.
One thing about it, though, once you make it famous, you got somebody that'll take care of that from now. And plus, they'll be older.
Yeah, because I got some big-ass boys. Now, my 13-year-old, he's 6'2 and a half.
Yeah.
And that's a 13-year-old.
Yeah, that's my 13-year-old baby.
No, there ain't no damn sense, boy.
My brother
and I seen that picture. I seen you in a picture with him, I think. And I don't think he's standing on something. That's just his ass standing up.
Nah, that motherfucker tall. And over there, I told you, he got a couple more little hairs in his chest. Because motherfucker be calling my house. I thought you said you ain't no man. I thought you said you ain't had no man. That's my son. Nah, that was a grown man over the phone. Like, nah, that's my motherfucking baby.
No,
big ass.
Nothing
wrong. He know mama don't play, though, because I would shoot the shit out of him after I whoop his ass.
You got to do what you got to do. You got to do what you got to do. Well, I got y'all on the line, man. I do represent my dog Frank Leonard down there, you know what I'm saying?
I don't
push pliers too much, you know what I'm saying? You know, he doing whatever, but, you know, that's just another nigga making money than me, so I do give him applause for that. But other than that, that's about as far as that goes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And let me see. So I'm gonna let y'all hear my artist real quick, man. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? Give me your opinion. Now, you familiar with Super D?
Who, me?
Any one of y'all down there? And well, you down there, Petey? Really? You down there by Super D? He down there in Palmetto.
I think I heard of that before.
I don't want to call him old school, but I mean, he was back in the days when everybody was doing shit. Tampa Tony and everybody had music out. So
old school.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so he's a little old school. You know what I'm saying? But he's still out doing his thing. Put it that way. So the song that this is a new song with Ja New and Super D. He wrote the song. It's called She Fine. Now, if y'all heard the All the Way Live military song, you know what I'm saying? That was. The idea was created from Super D. That's why I don't want y'all to be like, well, damn, that sounds how he bit off a military. No, it was kind of the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They bit off the man's song, but shit, this bitch still banging and still taking over the streets. So, you know what I'm saying? Big ups to both groups for doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? But that's the other thing, Banshee. Watch your music, homie. Don't go out there, you know what I'm saying, just sharing your motherfucking music with people. And, oh, dog, check this out before that shit even recorded and all that. Record your shit, then let a bitch check it out. Because if not, a bitch going to take it out. Take it out of your motherfucking control and push it their damn self.
I already know it.
Yeah, that pirate that pirate in the game ain't just on the seas right now, goddammit. Hey, now they ain't just for Somalians, shit. They doing it right here on our own turf, shit. Watch it up. Real big. Now check it out. This y'all new. Super D, you know what I'm saying? She fine, real big, right here live. Wrecking the Game Radio. Everybody in the building, how we do it, man?
You're a DJ.
Yeah.
I got him in the phone. Mama so bad, girl, thick to the bone. I made him catch feelings, now I ain't got a love jump. You say you love the fact that I work and got my own. I'm so full of shame, I have a sad conviction. You can put me on a train like crack, I flip it. They don't put me on the top, beat the super Z. Got me singing, doing things that I can't believe. Oh, I love the way that he licking on his click. Mama so wet, my juice box trip trip. I wanna get into my world, I'm a hood glamour girl. You say you like to see me on a dance floor clam. I got him so seduced the way I break it on down. I'm something like a diamond, y'all knew stay shining. No, I'm not a stripper, but the girl about rhyming. Yeah, I'm gonna blow, but it's all about time.
That bitch, that fine. That bitch, that fine. That bitch, that fine. Girl, take it on down. That bitch, that fine. That bitch, that fine. That bitch, that fine. Girl, take it on down. I ain't never seen a ass that fat. Do a show for the lowest, guaranteed to be packed. It's the king of the club, dog, super deep back.
Where they at?
Club rocking from the front to the back.
Where they at?
On the floor with a hump in their back.
Where they at?
On the floor when they low like that. Killing that shit and it go like that.
Where they at?
Club rocking from the front to the back.
Where they at?
On the floor with a hump in their back.
Where they at?
On the floor and it's low like that. Killing that shit and it go like that. Super D, I'm on the grind, I gotta take the streets back. Do a show for the lowest, guaranteed to be packed. Super D, I'm on the grind, gotta take my streets back. Do a show for the lowest, guaranteed to be packed. That bitch still fine. That bitch still fine. That bitch still fine. Girl, take it on down. That bitch still fine. That bitch still fine. That bitch still fine. Girl, take it on down.
God damn it, my shit didn't play. Ain't that a motherfucking bitch? I'm fucked up my damn shit now. I can't even play the shit. Fuck shit. Bullshit. Ass fuck shit. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot y'all was still on the goddamn line, man. I was trying to play my motherfucking little sound effects and shit. My sound effects ain't work. God damn it. Pissed me off. And we're back. Live right here at Wrecking the Game Radio. That was my artist, you know what I'm saying? Big ups, John New. Big ups, Paul Metal down there holding down my dog, Super D. You know what I'm saying? Doing his thing real big. That's all over Sarasota, and Paul Metal is down there in Miami. You know what I'm saying? Getting some spin, getting some love and shit. You know, so it's around. It's damn sure around. You know what I'm saying? Hey, 904, that Banshee, you up in Clearwater, right? Hello? Hello? Is anybody on the motherfucking line? Alrighty then. Let's see here. Shiro Man. Security Ron. I hit somebody, goddammit. Batch, are you still there? Alright, you motherfuckers ain't listening, huh? I got something for that then, goddammit. Whistling in your motherfucking ears, goddammit. I know it'd get your ass back on the phone.
This is my Italian confidential secretary. Her name is Alotta. Alotta Vagina.
Come again?
Alotta Vagina.
I'm sorry, I'm just not getting it. It sounded like you said your name was a lot of, never mind.
Yep.
Hello, hello.
Going down real big. Yeah, nigga, I've been saying what the hell up.
Oh, I just came back from my desk. It don't make no motherfucking
sense. Oh. No.
I'm in a bar minding my business, cooling out, just being cool. Like I am.
Let me stop this real quick, man. Big ups, my dog, Beat Rocker Productions. Security Rod, man, always holding it down, you know what I'm saying, doing his thing. On the promotion tip, you know what I'm saying? Hooking up, making contact.
You got the whole song down?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, just check. I was just wanted to see if it ever came to you.
Yeah. Going down. Got the motherfucking came back. So now we're going to close out the show, man. I'm going down. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow. Freaky motherfucking Friday, man. It's going down real big. 6-hour marathon. Make sure y'all tune in, man. Beat Rocker Productions, Keith Collins, Chiro Man, like, Job, 12 Inc., all my guests, Goofy Bones, San Jose, California, In the Sky, Bruce Bruce, DJ Good Boy, you know what I'm saying? Everybody coming through showing love, man. Appreciate y'all. See y'all tomorrow, man. Stay stressed. Oh, stay blessed and unstressed. Peace.
Coming fuck with you.